Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I'm recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species who have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Are you a Patreon sponsor of the My Shamanic Life podcast? When you become a sponsor on Patreon at any amount, you can access bonus episodes with guided shamanic journeys to meet animal helping spirits. Then, in two patron-only posts, you'll learn more about working with those animals as helping spirits and the animal's natural history and the challenges that animal faces due to human activity and climate change. As you discover different animals, I hope you deepen your connection with the natural world and map your own path to advocacy or activism on behalf of wild beings and their habitats, like I did when turtle appeared to me in a shamanic journey. You'll find the link to Patreon in the show notes and when you visit myshamaniclife.com, where you'll also find more than 100 past episodes with yoga, journeys, and guided meditations, and other practices to inspire and support your extraordinary life of service. Over the years, the costs of keeping this podcast going have grown, and your help is essential to continuing in the future. Whether you have been a patron for a long time or you are just joining us, thank you. Welcome to 2022, listeners. I'm glad to be back with you after the December break, and I set the intention to record weekly until the next break in June. Creating these episodes for you is one of the practices that keeps me grounded amid life's turmoil. You may have noticed some changes to the introduction, including a land acknowledgement. My need to add that acknowledgement came out of a 2021 crisis of ancestry, so to speak, triggered during seminary work. Not only am I acknowledging the privilege I inherited by being a descendant of white Europeans, but I'm also looking at the predominance of colonialism in wildlife conservation organizations, both in the makeup of the members and leadership, and in the approaches to conservation. I've embarked on deeper studies of my ancestral line and pre-Christian indigenous European spirituality this year, so I will likely revisit this again in future episodes. I'll be the first to admit it's an uncomfortable journey. But getting to real doesn't always mean feeling good along the way. That curiosity about and desire for ancestral connection was an inspiration for the virtual Wheel of the Year ceremonies I offer. We will be gathering next on February 3rd to celebrate Imbolc, the midwinter festival in the Northern Hemisphere. You can get more information and register on the workshop and ceremony page on debbiephilp.com, or myshamaniclife.com will also get you there. and I've put the link in the show notes. My seminary work this month includes creating a worship service. Green Faith, a multi-faith climate and environmental movement, has designated 6 weeks in spring as a sacred season for climate justice, when people of any faith devote a talk or a public ritual to the call for climate justice. I decided to use that theme for my homework. We need to include a guided meditation, so I've been staying open to inspiration from spirit. The download came this morning in my outdoor sit spot. While the squirrels ran around gathering up the nuts I had scattered for them, I invite you to meditate with me now. Get yourself into any comfortable seated or reclining position. Close your eyes and let my voice guide you. And we begin. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, allow your eyes to close softly, as if you had laid a piece of silk over them. If you're not comfortable with your eyes closed fully, drop your gaze downward and let the silk cover all but a crescent. Notice your natural breath now. The gentle waves of inhales and exhales washing over you. Thoughts may pop into your mind. That's okay. Just let them come and go, like the waves of the breath. Now imagine you are walking down a path in the woods. You may visualize your path, sense that you are on it, or simply allow your imagination and intuition to tell you the story as it unfolds for you. See or sense what the woods is like. What season is it? What is the weather like? What kinds of trees are there? What other plants grow here? What is the ground like? Are there animals around? What sounds do you hear in the woods? Birds singing? The rustle of a small animal? Perhaps you hear water. The tinkle of a stream, the rush of water falling over rocks, the plink of raindrops on leaves. What do these woods smell like? How do you feel to be here? The path you are following slopes downward now, and you step carefully over roots and around rocks as you navigate the descent. The ground levels off again, and the path bends to the right. As you walk around the corner, a clearing is before you. See, sense, or feel the qualities of this clearing. Trees surround it, but in the center is a tree standing alone. What kind of tree is this? Trust what comes to you. Now walk to the tree. Place your hands on the bark and notice how it feels. Place your forehead against the trunk of the tree. Connect with the tree. Now sit at the base of the tree, with your back against the tree's trunk. You are comfortable there, as if that spot was created just for you. Feel the back of your heart against the tree trunk. Notice that you are breathing in the back of your heart, as if the air you are breathing was passing between you and the tree. It is. When you breathe in, you draw oxygen from the tree through the back of your heart and into your lungs. When you breathe out, you send carbon dioxide from the back of your heart into the tree. Keep breathing through the back of your heart, exchanging the life-giving gases with the tree. The tree gives you the gift of oxygen. You give the tree the gift of carbon dioxide. Breathe in. Breathe out. Share the gift of life. Breathe in. Breathe out. Your heart is connected to the tree, giving and receiving life and love. The tree lovingly gives you oxygen. You return love to the tree. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel your love for the tree. Feel the tree's love for you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Love in balance. Life in balance. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now it is time to leave the tree. As your back comes away from the tree, you feel the love still flows. Stand, thank the tree, and head back down the path. And return to your physical body. Notice your natural breath flowing in gentle waves. Become aware of your surroundings. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Thank you. Acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.